I'll motion you'll come back into session.
And a second?
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. And all in favor?
Aye.
Good, thanks. Okay, so I just thought it would be a good time to break and let them go. And John, you're certainly welcome to go too. You may stay, but we are glad to let you go, really.
All right, yeah. All right,
so, Janie, sorry.
I'll be here.
Yeah, you're here for a few
minutes. I got you.
I don't know if you've got more things, but maybe.
You sure?
No.
Yeah, absolutely. Take a cookie with you.
John's for sure done, so.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go into enrollment and read. We're going to try to do these really fast because I really want time for the closed session. So, and the closed session shouldn't take a long time, but we need 15, 20 minutes, you know.
Yeah,
okay, so.
Just the enrollment, total enrollment, I've been really happy with. It's really held for several months, and we're kind of at a point where we're almost getting to what we're going to finish at. It's 1704 total. Word about, Dawn, I think, updated the South Campus. We're currently at about 174, which, you know, I don't know. I've never started a charter school, so I can't gauge it. It's a little different environment we've talked about, you know, mm-hmm. than ever before, because we're not recruiting to the same tune maybe we have in the past. You know, as you know, we've talked about it before, the North Campus opened with 500 deep waiting list. Our requests for next year, both of our existing campuses are full, and we just this week started running those that are in the queue that are waiting to be let in those campuses, that they can go to the South Campus, and that caused a blip starting on Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember when we put that first out.
So you tell those on the waiting list that they're welcome to go to South.
Yeah, that they're probably they could get not going to get in because we're full with the other two, and mm-hmm. we would encourage them to go to South.
And hopefully what encourages them to do that is that there's this nice highway that connects the schools.
Somebody built one of those with anybody both of them?
I know.
We're cautiously optimistic in terms of, you know, Davis School District, they're down about 1,200 students projected for next year. So they are recruiting like never before, and so, you know, that's...
Wow, that says something.
Yes, and that was the population dynamics from the University of Utah. You know, when I was with the district, so it's following exactly the trends that they predicted. But
I'm sorry, I missed the beginning of that one. Students or teachers, were you saying?
1,200 students.
Oh, students, okay.
Yeah. So anyways, that's where we're at with enrollment.
Good. All right. Sorry, I gotta go back to the, there we go. Okay. So you want to talk about junior high sports and playground ideas?
I don't remember what we were going to say about junior high sports.
I don't either.
Right. The playground, you know, one of the things I talked about is one of the most heavily used, if not the heaviest used, pieces of equipment in our schools is the playground equipment. Every kid in the school touches it every day. With what we've done with South Campus, we've tried to be progressive and appreciate the board investing up front in that playground equipment. With our existing schools, it's important oftentimes to give people that are there something that appears that there's a like investment, even though that was invested before. And they
that's
tend
a
to
district.
Well,
it works though.
The thing is we need desperately. The north playground equipment has been too small since the school opened. We desperately need a large addition there, and we desperately need another addition, smaller, but another addition at the Antelope campus. Those cost out at around probably, both of them together, $150,000 to $200,000. But I would suggest that it would be well worth our investment to look at that.
Making that from me,
great
standpoint. I know where I was budgeted, and I'm safe.
Well, I could bring a proposal to the board, but I wanted to kind of give you an idea of what the thought line of thought was there.
Well, and they're expensive, but like you said, oh my gosh, every kid's on it every single day.
How about
day,
this?
You know?
In my mind, my only thought would be is, as a board member, and hopefully you can bring clarity to this, what's the right number for our PTAF? When is it, okay, we're at 9 million. We've been at 10. We've been 3 and 4. We're at 9. It's a good spot. What is there a formula out there for, you know, we need to have savings for the emergency. Yeah. When is it, is the 9 million? Okay, we just talked earlier, we'll probably take a million probably with the new school to outfit it. But what's that right number? So it's easier for me to say, you know, hey, we've got 9 million in the PTAF, you want 200,000, I think, yeah, go. But am I jeopardizing something by saying that? Does that make sense?
No, I completely agree.
Brad, answer that question.
Brad?
He's our number guy. He can think in his sleep. It's nothing. I don't think there's anything magical.
No, I mean, it's a little bit being at the mercy of the S&P, right?
Yes, because we use that number for days cash on hand, right?
Now, there is one bill making its way at HB 218 that somehow got renumbered HB 219. I think that's wrong. About expanding the credit enhancement program and basically making it easier. And the only reason I bring that up is because, like, the third campus going to bond will need to maintain that rating. And what they consider investment grade is not at par. As you know, they move those goalposts, they change it a lot.
Yeah.
So, because what would happen is if we couldn't get an investment grade for that third campus, it makes it really hard to buy it because basically you're asking someone to buy bonds at a subordinate position to all the other bonds, which is not easy.
Okay, so the question is what number do we maintain?
Well, so where we've been shooting for, where we think the S&P is very comfortable and has it, is that 180 days cash.
Okay. And today we said we were at
161.
Yeah, well, so, okay, 151 to 180, right? 180, mm-hmm. you're clear of it. But that calculation is going to change when we open a new location because your denominator changes,
yes.
Right? You can literally have the same amount of cash, or it can go up quite a bit, but the day's cash goes down.
Yeah.
So.
So I think maybe on our next meeting, Reed, maybe to talk about playground like that and give them the bids that you have. And see, and I think, I mean, it's not real, real expensive. It's just, you know, but I think he's right. I think the other campuses need to feel their self-worth too, and because we're not really touching them. And this new one's going to be, I mean, it's the biggest school that Shelvin's ever built, is our elementary.
I haven't seen him out there swinging a hammer, but sure, he's building.
Yeah, right. I'm saying he's building it, but the thing is, I mean, you know, so that's going to be awesome, right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean,
and when I say that,
I think to touch the other ones is good.
That 180, it's a high water mark. I mean, it used to be 90 days, and then it's creep. It's like, that's kind of like, if you were there, you're never going to have to worry. And so I don't want to make it sound like you have to get up there, but that's kind of...
All right. And then I wondered if we could do this FERPA for the next time. Is there any time limit or something on this?
Well,
any reason?
Well, Platt is not here.
I know,
so
but
recommend.
Yeah. So I don't think we're on a time frame with it or anything. Okay. All right.
I mean, it's updated. It's
admin procedure, so it's already on the website. It's already on the website.
Will you move that forward?
I will.
Okay. And then discussion items, just calendaring, just remember that we have rescheduled our visits with Reed to Thursdays, and all of them will be on Thursday. Everyone said they thought that'd be okay. We got our pre-board, our board meeting. Anyone planning on going to the conference? Okay.
Thank you.
No? Okay, very good. Okay, so I would take a motion to go in.
Oh, just really quick though. Reed, did you want to do a schedule an electronic board meeting?
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'd like to. We've got some bids that we need to get the quotes accepted by the board. For instance, bleachers for the new gym, and Dale is working hard, doing a great job, but we're at the mercy of a lot of people, so they're just coming in. So I think if we could get an electronic board meeting, there's 3 or 4 bids I need to run at the board.
You'll set us up for that,
so
John?
Well, when are you thinking? At the end of this month, or the first of next month?
I'd rather at the end of this month.
Okay.
We can always get 3. We're always okay. We can always get 3. That's so easy.
So the 20th or the 27th?
Helps if I can get on.
20th would be awesome.
I got a meeting on the 20th, so unless it's...
Well, but we'll still have... We'll have
27th's fine.
We'll have enough,
would it be
so...
5 o'clock?
5:30.
Well, I got a meeting at 6,
but we'll have
it will be
sure. Renee, we'll have a quorum, so don't worry. If you can't, you can't.
I can do the 20th or 27th.
Okay.
You guys are good on the 20th, then?
Yeah. Okay. We can get a quorum. We can harass someone to pick up if we only have 2, right? So, okay. So I'd like to take a motion to go into closed session.
I'll make a motion. We go into closed session to discuss the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property pursuant to UDOT Code 524-205-1D.
Thank you. And a second?
I'll second.
Okay. A motion by Jared, second by Nate. And do we have to roll call? Okay.
Aye.
Nate, aye.
Jared, aye.
Mary, aye.
Renee, aye.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.